From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Oh, listen, don't mind how I am. It's a bit of a big day for a certain Mr. Keelty, is it not?
You say that. You say you don't think about these things until tea time. It's you have to work out at what part of the day you need a peak. And I've concerned people looking at me going, "Do you need a coffee? Do you need a biscuit?
Do you need a siesta? Do you need a nap before the toy show?"
I love a nap.
Oh, they're so much the same. Love a nap.
I love a wee nap, like maybe even a wee 15-minuter, but I doubt, based on the schedule today, that is going to happen.
Well, do you know what?
Hello, and welcome to the toy show.
Yeah, Patrick is otherwise engaged. Let's talk about the day, right? Because obviously here you are talking to me. I'm very grateful for you to do that on a day like this. But what is the day like? Is the toy show day different than a regular Late Late Show day?
Toy show day is different. Toy show week is completely mm-hmm. different. So normally on a normal sort of late show, you would be, you know, the script is in, you'd be in sort of around lunchtime, you'd be talking stuff through. We're in this morning. We have all of the toys. We meet all of the kids, who are actually going to be showing us the toys. So up until this is the moment where it just starts getting so much fun, and you suddenly realize that picture that you've been looking at of that smiling face, what they're going to be, you work out who where the fun's going to be.
Yes,
where the troublemakers are going to be. you work out where there's probably no point in having any script with this person at all. So this is the moment, the morning after I speak to you, this is where we start putting kids and toys together in the studio on the set, and it's just the best crack.
Oh, I'd say it is. And look, I have to say, you did an absolutely amazing job last year on your first toy show. Listen, you did an amazing job with the Late Late in general, but particularly on the toy show. I sent you a message actually after that, just because I just thought it was so brilliantly done and it had so much of you in it, which was brilliant, but also kept the kind of the vibe of the toy show, which is never going to die because it's just the greatest thing we do on television.
Look, for me, the toy show growing up was just about brilliant kids and brilliant toys and just sticking them together. And Gay did this lovely thing where he just went, "Okay, tell us about this." And he stepped back. Mm. And I just think that with the toy show, less from me is more, because the kids are the stars of the show. Like in our house, our kids, not impressed that I'm hosting this show at all. So you're saying, "Oh, you did a great job. You did a great job last year." Whenever we sat and we watched that back, here's how that went down in our house.
Right.
It was like, "Oh, there's Dad dressed as an elf. Okay, Dad, get out of the way. Where's the toys? Where's the kids?" And so not interested. And so if that's my own kids and they're not interested in me, you got to realize that the viewers of the show will want to see kids and want to see toys.
Absolutely. But there's no bigger critics in your own life or to bring you back down to earth than your own kids. Like, you know, like I'll often like, "Look at this amazing thing that's happened on the show. I've done this." And they're just like, "Yeah, can I have €15 on my Revolut because I need to go get a haircut?" You're just like, "Yeah, okay, that's the reality of it." And actually, do your boys, do they get to watch, stay up and watch it live, or they wait until the next day, you all watch it together? How does that work?
We get together the next day and we watch it. The toy show pajamas have been in the house for about 3 weeks now. There's been a slight hygiene chat in the Keelty Deely household as the boys are going, can we wear our toy shoe pajamas again tonight? And Kat's going, they need wash. They don't need wash, Mum. And I'm going, they don't need wash because they have a smell. They
yeah,
need wash.
They need a
and
wash,
so,
yeah.
So I've got my toy shoe pajamas on standby and the plan is that we will sit in our smelly toy shoe pajamas and we'll maybe they'll stop it. Maybe they'll kind of stop it like, you know, like Roy Keane and Gary Neville. Yeah. And it's like, let's just stop it there. And up until that point, Dad's doing a great job. And then, oh, look what he's done.
That's your job. That's your job, Daddy. Just do your job.
Just do your job. People talking about you like hosting the show. Do your job.
Listen, there are so many iconic moments over the years of the toy show. I mean, we all remember the farmer from last year. I couldn't get enough of them. There is the I'm an urologist and Toby with Girls Aloud. Have you won, thinking back, you know, either to the last year or in the years that you weren't hosting, you weren't involved? What sticks out to you?
There was a moment last year at the end of the show, and I completely didn't realise I'd gotten to the end of the show.
Mm.
And so I thought there was going to be another part.
Oh, it crept up on you.
And at the very end of the show, Freya comes out and she sings Have Yourself a Very Merry Christmas. And I didn't realise it was the end of the show. And she started singing it and I start to go. I've suddenly realised, oh, I've got through the show. I've literally got through the show and I haven't fallen over. And so that's the moment. But then, of course, you know, you've got Shamey, as you know, you were talking about Shamey, you know, from last year. And what's lovely is that this morning, whenever we go to meet this year's kids, you're looking at them wondering who's going to be.
Which one of you is going to trend the most on X, because you've got the best line ever in a toy show.
There you go.
Yeah. Patrick Keelty, there is also outside of the Late Late Show and outside of the Late Late Toy Show, there is also you doing stand-up again. How about that?
Is there a life outside the Late
Late
Show?
There is a little bit.
Yeah, no, I've, we're going back into Vicar Street next June. Going to be doing a couple of stand-up shows. We did some stand-up dates with my Borderline show a little while back, and we didn't put a camera on it, so we're going to go back into Vicar Street, stick a camera on it.
Fantastic. So there'll be a special at some point.
So if anybody wants to come, if they caught the show last time round, if they didn't, we're obviously going to, you know, do a few tweaks and update it a tiny wee bit. But yeah, that is back in Vicar Street next June.
Wow, that's going to be amazing. It's properly going to be amazing. Because, I mean, a lot of people maybe, if they've only, you know, caught you in this era, this era of Keelty, may not realise that you obviously began your life in entertainment as a stand-up.
There was a clip that was doing the rounds about a month ago, and the BBC sometimes put up archive clips, and they weirdly put up an archive clip of the opening night of the Empire Comedy Club in September 1992, and there was myself was hosting it, and we had Owen O'Neill and Barry Murphy and lots of other people, and I was looking back at it, and that was. I owe everything to stand-up, every last thing. It was the producer came to that club and saw me and gave me my first break in TV. And it's one of those things where once you do it, you always want to go back to it.
Yes.
It's always in the DNA. And so to get a chance to come back and do the show again in June is, jumped at it.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, we look forward to that. You and I are both Manchester United fans. This has been such a difficult conversation with so many Manchester United fans over the years. But are we now a little bit more hopeful that Ruben, you're not hopeful that Ruben's in the room? No, no.
No, Ruben's not the problem.
but he might be the solution.
Sometimes I compare my home life. Do you know that moment when the substitute Dave comes on and the manager pulls them in and shows them the iPad formation?
Yes.
And they go, this is what I want you to go out and do today. Just go out and do this. And it's a very, very simple formation. And I nod and I sort of go out into the world and attempt these things. And then it becomes really, really clear as my wife is holding the iPad and looking out at me, and you can kind of see her sort of shaking her head and suddenly turning from Pep Guardiola into Jose Mourinho and going, what is he doing? It's a simple system. It's a simple system. Amarin is not the problem. It is what is on the pitch.
Right.
That doesn't understand what needs to be done.
Like, okay, I get it.
I'm very hopeful for a top half finish.
Right, yeah. If we can get ninth, we'd be delighted. Come here, very quickly, before I let you go, I do the quick fire round of my guests, every guest I have on. So very quickly, what are you currently obsessed with, Mr. Keelty?
I am currently obsessed with the colour of grout that my wife has instructed me to get for next Monday for a downstairs bathroom.
Amazing.
I'm colourblind, and this is not easy.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
The most famous person in my phone is probably... Alex Ferguson or Will Ferrell?
That's the answer. That's the answer right there.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing on a Christmas dinner plate?
It has to be the stuffing.
Nice, good choice. And the final question, Patrick, that I ask all my guests is, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Half of them.
I don't need to know what half. But
no, I just think once you get down to the knee, then the water kind of should just all drip down and sort the rest of
that
out.
There you go. You're my kind of man. I knew it. The very best look at it. Not that you'll need it. And listen, let's chat again. Get you in the studio in person in the new year.
I'd love that, Dave. Let's do that.
All right, Patrick. Thanks a million. Best of luck tonight.
Happy Christmas, fella.
See you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just $3. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.